The Texans return to the field after a day off of training camp yesterday. There's a look at defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel meeting and greeting the fans. We will hear a lot from him a little bit later on in the show. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans training camp today. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. Mark, as the calendar changes to August, you know, you think of training camp in July. I start thinking of games already here in August.
Absolutely. Preseason game number one, a week from Saturday, Patty. And today at training camp, I thought was the best weather so far, but here we are in August, and as Andre Ware, my buddy, would tell you, he can smell it. I can smell it too. It's close. We'll have game action soon enough.
Well, a lot went on today. Some news and notes worthy of mentioning. Why don't you get us caught up?
Trevardo Williams cut by the team, former fourth-round draft choice, passed his physical, and now he's no longer part of their plans. Joe Adams, a new player, wide receiver, signed by this club. Now, you see those WR letters, but really he's a return guy, and I think that's where he's going to make his impression here if he sticks. Coach Bill O'Brien reacted.
You know, we felt like we just wanted to add a receiver at that position based on the camp numbers, you know, and he was a guy that was out there that we thought had a shot to come in here and make a contribution. And, you know, I thought his first day here he came in there and was running around, so it's going to be good to watch him and see how we can keep improving on the field.
Joe Adams, of course, in his third year out of Arkansas, an electrifying return guy, and we'll definitely bring some competition at that position, specifically for Keyshawn Martin, and we'll talk to him about just that a little bit later on in the show. But Mark, let's head into the trenches.
Patty, once they get into pads, you see a lot of the individual pass rush drills, and that's really cool stuff, along with the team stuff too, of course. But offensive line against defensive line, but the Texans run a 3-4, so the outside linebackers come into play. Left tackle Dwayne Brown has to guard people like Jadeveon Clowney, the number one pick in the draft, and Dwayne likes to challenge.
He's a special talent, man. You know, and like I said, he's one of those guys that's really hungry and really wants to work hard, and we got some good work in today. We're battling, and I'm trying to make him as best as I can. And he's making me work, too, to get me better. So it's great competition over there.
Oh, yeah, man, that's good work for me. I'm a Pro Bowl guy. You know, come out here and work hard every day. Good competition for me, going against him every day, just getting better every day.
Well, you can tell that he has talent, but he hasn't been out here that much, and he's recovering from that that little minor surgery he had. And so we're still working with him through that, but he's beginning to be in on more plays and do more things. And I think that as soon as we can get him out there more, he will improve more.
We'll have much more from Romeo Crennel a little bit later in the show. But Mark, before we close out this segment, another group of visitors out here at camp, and that was the officials.
They wear stripes. The zebras were here, Patty. Tony Correnti, longtime NFL referee, and his crew. They answered questions about rules changes, rules emphasis. Couple of highlights here. First of all, replay out of New York. They're still going to do it at the stadiums, but New York can zero in on difficult calls and give input. Dean Blandino and his crew in the Big Apple. So that's interesting to see. Foul language, abusive language will not be tolerated player to player. So that's another thing you want to look for. Beyond the 5-yard zone, any kind of defensive contact while the quarterback's in the pocket with the ball is not allowed. Some of the DBs have been, you know, voicing their complaints about that. It gets tougher and tougher for defensive backs as the years go on. Just a few of the rules adjustments as we head into 2014. And also this, how about this? Preseason games 1 and 2, they move the extra point farther away, so it could get a little more interesting. It's an experimental change.
All right, definitely some interesting stuff that we will be keeping an eye on throughout the course of preseason and into the regular season. But we have to take our first time out here on Texans training camp today. Don't go away. When we come back, I will visit with Keyshawn Martin. Stay with us. Best and worst part of training camp?
The best and the worst. I'm going to say the best part, training camp, you know, it's being around the guys and knowing that first game is, you know, it's close but still so far away. But at the same time, you know, you're getting close. You're getting ready to go, you know, go out and compete against other guys and getting close to that first game. And the worst part, I'd probably just say the long days. You know, kind of getting here at, 6 o'clock and, you know, just kind of going at it all day till about 9:30, you know. It's probably the worst part, but the end of the day, you know, like I say, being around the guys, you know, definitely the best part. So the being around the guys makes that a lot better. So, I mean, I can definitely deal with it.
Welcome back to Texans training camp today. Joining me now, Keyshawn Martin. You had a day off yesterday, back here in full pads. How nice was it to, after a week into training camp, have that off day?
I mean, it's always nice to have a day off, you know, especially when you're going so hard. You know, mainly we wanted to just, you know, rest our bodies, but still, you know, stay in our playbooks. And we came out here today, and I feel like we had a good practice.
Now that you are a week in, how much of it, and I don't know if you could break it down by percentages or just kind of take us through, how much of it is still learning from a new coaching staff or executing what you have learned from this playbook and from this coaching staff?
Well, I mean, every day you're going to learn something new, you know. That's what I learned, you know, just being in the NFL, you know, every day, you know, you should learn something new. If not, you know, it's a problem. But just learning every day, just trying to get better.
You know, and so much of this training camp has been about competition, guys competing for different jobs. Joe Adams brought in here. He's a return guy, or returning is, of course, something you've done the past couple of years and done very well. Do you look at that competition? Do you welcome that competition? How does that motivate you?
Well, definitely. You know, around the whole field, you know, we got competition. You know, every position, you know, is very competitive out here. And, you know, everybody is giving their all out here. And, you know, it's exciting to see and, you know, excited about the preseason coming up.
You know, and you and I have talked so many times before about your ability to return, whether it's punts, whether it's kicks. How much pride do you take in your ability to do that, and what do you foresee yourself doing in that position heading into 2014?
Well, I definitely take a lot of pride in that stuff because, I mean, you really could get the team going, you could get the crowd going if you just, you know, have a good return. And, you know, whatever, you know, the coaches want me to do, you know, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to try to make some plays.
As you are out there with the receivers and the, you know, the continuity and chemistry is something that's also stressed a lot here, but you're going against a new defensive scheme as well. Are you able to pick up and learn different things because you are going against a different look than maybe previous years?
Well, definitely. You know, you got to really know what the defense is doing, you know, to have a, you know, good beat on things, just kind of route concepts we have. You got to know what the defense is doing. So that's something that you got to study and just get used to.
All right. Thank you so much. We have to take a time out here on Texans training camp today, but don't go away. We'll talk a little more defense when we come back with defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel. Stay with us. Welcome back to Texans training camp today. We told you you'd be hearing a lot from Romeo Crennel today, which is a good thing because he's got a lot of great things to say, and we haven't heard much from him this training camp, Mark.
Remember when he introduced himself to the media in his inaugural press conference as defensive coordinator, which was well into his stay here, and he had the media introduce themselves to him? I mean, Romeo Crennel, such an easy guy to like, but he does not have an easy job. This defense, yeah, they were ranked 7th last year, but this is his system, his baby. He's got J.J. Watt, he's got new players like Jadeveon Clowney. He's putting it all together.
Well, you know what? They're learning a new system. They're putting in the time. They're working hard to try to understand it and grasp it. And I think that they're making progress doing that. They got great attitudes, and they've been working really hard. So if we can keep that up, you know, I think that we'll make enough progress to be competitive.
And Crennel's defense on full display 1 week from tomorrow, Patty, when we finally kick things off in the preseason against the Arizona Cardinals. I cannot wait.
Yep, we are all excited about that. But, of course, we will be with you every step of the way from now until Tuesday night on these training camp shows. Every night at 10 o'clock-ish, check your local listings right here on Fox Sports Southwest. Have a great night, everyone.
You're trying to make the under, the return, and the juke route, the shallow cross route, all look alike. You follow what I'm saying? So when you push up for a little bit of patience, when you push in at the guy's upfield shoulder, if he's walling you, you're on the right side. Get your right toe pointed right back at that quarterback so you can come out of it flat.